just a few words on APEC-OECD cooperation and why we're all here. This workshop is organized by the OECD Secretariat and the APEC Competition Policy and Deregulation Group. This is the second phase of a multi-year program that is aimed at developing an integrated checklist on regulatory reform that both APEC and OECD member economies can use to improve their regulatory environments. This is an activity that is very much welcomed by the Committee on Trade and Investment of APEC, which oversees this work and sends it to senior officials and ministers for approval eventually. The Committee on Trade and Investment is quite keen to see output-oriented work from its subcommittees, and the fact that the CPD, the Competition Policy and Deregulation Group, is working so hard to develop this checklist with all of you and the OECD is an example that many other groups should follow in our view, because we're working on something very concrete, a checklist. Obviously, this checklist is still very much a work in progress, and this workshop is aimed at advancing this process. And from speaking with Ernesto and some of the OECD colleagues here, I understand that we're looking for a deliverable, completed checklist around May of next year. So there's still quite a bit of work that will be involved in preparing it. And then obviously we'll have to see how we use this checklist and how it can help our economies, whether we need to assist in implementation in any way. But that would be for our next phase. And I think without further ado, I will turn the floor to Mr. Rolf Alter from the OECD, who's Deputy Director and Head of Program for Regulatory Reform, Public Governance, and Territorial Development Directorate at the OECD, was going to say a few opening remarks on behalf of the OECD. And I think Rolf will also talk about the checklist in more detail. So without further ado, I'll ask Mr. Alter to say a few words on behalf of the OECD.